This is TalkBack, a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Media Group stations in Fayetteville. The opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Beasley Media Group, its management, staff, or advertisers. And good morning, this is Paul Johnson. Today, Sunday, February 19th, 50th day of the year with 315 remaining in 2023. Today's National Chocolate Mint Day, National Lash Day, speaking of eyelashes, National Boston Terrier Day, and Rubber Chicken Day. 2 days left till Mardi Gras, 3 until Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the 40-day Christian season of Lent. On this date in 1878, Thomas Edison invented the phonograph, the record player. In 2013, Cracker Jack started inserting prizes into their boxes. 1968, the first nationwide broadcast of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood aired on PBS. February 19, 2006, the Rolling Stones played to a record crowd of 1.3 million in Brazil. And in 2018, Sly Stallone, Rocky, was the victim of a death hoax. He dispelled the rumors by tweeting, "Please ignore the stupidity. I'm alive and well and happy and healthy, still punching." On TalkBack today, two different sets of dates on the calendar of upcoming events in Fayetteville and Cumberland County. Last spring, 215,000 area residents and guests were attracted to Fayetteville's annual Spring Welcome Mat rollout, the Dogwood Festival. Centered around Festival Park in downtown Fayetteville, the Dogwood Festival's executive director, Sarah Grace Mitchell, will fill us in on the stage acts, activities, and schedule for the 2023 edition, slotted for Thursday, April 27th through Sunday the 30th. And that's coming up later in TalkBack. First, updated approaches to law enforcement and criminal justice have been the headlines across our country over the past several years. The Cumberland County, North Carolina courts and justice system have received an abundance of credit across America in recent years for initiatives in making sure when nonviolent, victimless crimes are committed by perpetrators who suffer from drug abuse, human trafficking, or mental illness. Instead of the perpetrators being prosecuted as criminals to the fullest extent of the law, it's the causes of the crimes within the people that are aggressively treated by drug courts, human trafficking courts, and veterans courts, diverting criminal prosecution in hopes of rehabilitating offenders. In the last 6 years, Cumberland County has understood that some nonviolent crimes committed within the county have been by momentarily lost individuals who made mistakes as momentary flaws. And after sufficient time has revealed these crimes were exceptions as opposed to repeated life patterns, there's been an effort to help them along. Led by former longtime county commissioner, former Fayetteville City Councilperson, former congressional candidate, and now heading his own advocacy foundation, Project Fresh Start, Compassionate Charles Evans, along with Cumberland County District Attorney Billy West Jr. and Mayor Mitch Colvin, have brought along the sixth year of an expungement event. Expungement means criminal record removal, an initiative that might benefit qualified past offenders of certain nonviolent felony and misdemeanor crimes in Cumberland County. This is a big deal for anyone who's ever filled out a job or housing application and come to the question, have you ever been convicted? Checking that box can have painful consequences that overshadow all the good behavior and positive actions that have followed the mistake you may have made. Not everyone is eligible for expungement, but you can learn more about the process and other actions you can take at an upcoming meeting this Saturday, February 25th, 11 a.m. at Seabrook Auditorium on the Fayetteville State University campus. Let's find out more. Our special guest today, Cumberland County District Attorney Billy West Jr. and Charles Evans, former commissioner, Cumberland County Board of Commissioners, also a city councilman, congressional candidate. What I really appreciate about both of you is the attitude that human beings have value, even ones who have made mistakes, and that you're willing to take your positions in government and, in your case, your foundation, and try to pave a way for people to have a second chance and really reclaim the good path, the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness that all of us get as Americans. And sometimes it's a difficult thing if somebody's been convicted of something and had an encounter with the justice system. So it's great to have a member of the justice system helping people out. At the same time, Charles, from your background, you've been a convicted felon, but you have done so much in your life. That's why we're here on Talk Back Today, our public affairs segment in the Beasley Media Group, asking about the expungement process that some people who've had encounters with the justice system have. Won't fit everybody. And expungement really is removing it from your criminal record. Is that right?
Yes, that is what it is. And Charles and I realized over 6 years ago when we came together for this program along with Mayor Mitch Colvin that many people didn't understand the expungement process. And there are certain crimes that after a certain period of time, if it was a nonviolent crime and time has passed, where you can have it expunged from your record. And expunge means removed, where it's completely removed from your record. And at that point, it's no longer an impediment to educational opportunities, to employment opportunities, to housing, and that sort of thing. So we developed this expungement clinic here in our community to make people aware of the expungement process. Hopefully they're eligible for the process and they can come to our clinic and move forward and get a second chance and a clean slate. A nonviolent charge from many years ago, and these charges can be an impediment to education, employment, housing. And if the expungement process is followed through and a person is eligible for it, at the end of it, that particular charge is wiped clean from their criminal record where it cannot prevent them from succeeding in any of those areas that I mentioned. And so what we discover is that many people did not know that they were eligible for this. And even if they did know they were eligible, they had no idea how to go about it. And particularly those that are less fortunate financially did not know how to go about this process. And so it was Charles's idea. He came to me and said, I've got this idea. And I said, it sounds great. Let's make this thing work. And 6 years ago, we created the Cumberland County Expungement Clinic. Thousands of people have had their records expunged here in Cumberland County. It has been a fresh start for them. And hopefully it's been a boost to our economy through employment. And it's helped people with education opportunities, housing opportunities. I'm just glad to be a part of it. I appreciate Charles. I appreciate our mayor, Mitch Colvin, being my partners for this. And thank you for having us on to talk about it.
Charles, anything to add to that?
It's really great to have an individual that serves as our district attorney, like Billy West, that's willing to go above and beyond to help those individuals that have made missteps, not only to prosecute or to place individuals in jail or anything of that nature. Yeah. He is really concerned about our community. And whenever we talked about it, he received it with open arms. And so this could not have been done or could not have taken place without his willingness and his concern and compassion for people in the community receiving a second chance. This has helped a number of individuals. We have done over 1,000 or more expungement clinics. And for those that qualified and received the opportunity to get the expungement, you should have been there or you should be there yeah. to see the excitement, the tears of joy, the happiness of being able to receive an expungement. And what people do not know is that when you have a record that prevents you from getting job opportunities, as Billy has said, job opportunities, housing, education, and you've been put in this stalemate for a long time, and then to go to a clinic and qualify to receive an expungement, and you actually receive the expungement, it changes your whole life, and it makes that individual more gratified and more committed to doing what's right because they've experienced the other side. Right. And now they're experiencing living a quality of life that's beneficial for everyone involved in this community.
Well, if somebody's had a problem and they go from, like you mentioned, Charles, mm-hmm. and Billy too, not even get a chance, because if you check that box that says, hey, I've been convicted, a lot of times that's it. Interview over. We're not going to find out anything more about you. So to get that chance means the world to people. And so I echo that thought, too, because heaven, for the grace of God go all of us that haven't made a mistake in our lives. And if you make it with the criminal justice system, you've got to reckon with
the whole rest of your time unless you get it expunged or taken care of in some way. Now, everybody doesn't qualify for expungement. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I can discuss, if you'd like, Paul, just a couple of the categories.
Sure.
That people that qualify. First of all, if you've had a case in Cumberland County, our clinic is only for cases in Cumberland County. We don't have jurisdiction beyond that. So your conviction or your case has to be from Cumberland County. But if you've had a case in Cumberland County you were found not guilty of, or a case that was dismissed, those are eligible for expungement in almost all situations. If you've had one nonviolent felony and it's been more than 10 years, those are typically eligible for expungement. You can even have multiple nonviolent misdemeanors if it's been at least 7 years, and they are eligible. And then our final category, if the nonviolent offense, whether it be a felony or a misdemeanor, occurred when you were under 18, in many cases, those charges can be expunged too. So if someone has charges that fall into any of those categories, and that covers a pretty wide range, that's usually somebody we can help with the clinic, and that's why we have our information session that's coming up here in a couple of weeks, where people can come and hear a presentation about the clinic, about eligibility, fill out an application, and hopefully start the process of coming to the clinic and getting an expungement.
You know, let's get the date and the time of that if we can.
That information session is going to be Saturday, February 25th at 11 a.m. at Seabrook Auditorium on the campus of Fayetteville State University. It shouldn't take more than 45 minutes or an hour. If people think that this can benefit them, they should come. If they have a loved one, a friend, have them come if it can benefit them as well. And they will hear about this process, hear about the eligibility, and if it's something that they think can help them, they'll fill out an application, and we'll start the process going through the clinic at that point. So, again, February 25th, 11 a.m., Seabrook Auditorium on the campus of Fayetteville State University.
That's wonderful. Charles, you've seen the miracle of people's spirits being raised by now getting a chance. What do you feel this clinic offers for a lot of them?
Offers hope, offers the passion that they have for wanting to live a life without any convictions, wanting to live a life that would be productive for them and their families, if they have families. This is a game changer. This event is a game changer for anyone that qualifies to have their records expunged. Because I know, if like me, I have been carrying it for a number of years, and I'm sure that there's others that felt that there was no hope for them, that they just couldn't get out of that position that they're in with the convictions that they have. This is the opportunity to come to see if you can do that. And if it does happen for those individuals, what a great relief it would be for them in becoming the member of a society that expects for you to be productive, and you can be productive because you no longer have that big F on your back.
Right.
That will stop you from getting the opportunities that you need in order to live a decent quality of life.
Fantastic. Well, Cumberland County leads the way in so many pioneering criminal justice programs, with diversion clinics for drugs, for human trafficking, and other areas. Can you speak to that, Billy?
I can. Fortunately, we have been a leader. Our expungement clinic is something I get calls on a regular basis from district attorneys across the state and the country that said, I've heard about your clinic. I want to do it in my jurisdiction. But we also had the nation's first human trafficking court.
Yeah.
We had the state's first veterans treatment court. We have a drug treatment court, as you've said, a law enforcement assisted diversion court, where we can get people into services instead of the criminal justice system when there's drug addiction and mental health and things like that. So we have led the way in many of those areas. There's always other opportunities. There's always room to improve. But we've got a good team here in Cumberland County, and we're proud of the work we've done. And this clinic is certainly a part of that.
And you know, if you don't mind me injecting right here, I have to. Our district attorney was president of the National District Attorneys right. Association. And I had the opportunity to be there when he got sworn in. And during his speech, he talked about this. He talked about expungement clinics and how he would like to see across the country that clinics like this exist. And so I just applaud him for all his efforts and all his work that he's done and is doing to make our community a better place by helping those that need help to start a better life. I really do appreciate you.
Thank you,
why
Charles.
I picked him up as my little brother. He's a good man.
Well, we appreciate both of you because you've risen to the top of what you can accomplish in so many ways, but you're thinking about how do we spread the goodness? How do we spread the opportunity to other people? And for that, Cumberland County owes you a debt. Yeah, all of us do. And we thank you very much for being with us today. This is exciting. Remember the date? It's February 25th, Saturday, 11 a.m., Seabrook Auditorium. And if somebody's interested, who can they get in touch with? Is there a website?
There is a phone number. They can call our office, 910-475-3010. They can also email us at cumberland.daexpungements@nccourts.org. But the best thing that people can do if they think they can take advantage of this program is to show up on Saturday, February 25th, 11 a.m., Seabrook Auditorium on the campus of Fayetteville State University, and they can learn more about the process, and hopefully it can help them.
One more thing. I would be remiss. I know Billy mentioned it, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention Mitch Colvin, the mayor. I went to him and said, look, I'm going to need your help with this.
Yeah.
And he willingly came on board.
Yeah,
and worked with us on this project. I had to mention that.
Well, I'm glad you did because Mayor Colvin, and I just want to put this little footnote that at the time you were a county commissioner, he was the city. This is a great example of city-county cooperation.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, it's good for the city and the county and the human race, and I just appreciate the fact that you give somebody a chance. Now, if somebody is just this close but not qualified, what are the avenues available to them?
I'm glad you asked that, Paul, because we don't want people to leave our information session empty-handed, and that's where Charles's nonprofit, Project Fresh Start, has been so helpful. They help people that have had missteps, prior felonies, prior charges, and they help them to obtain employment, obtain housing, obtain educational opportunities. And so we'll have representatives from Project Fresh Start there at the information session. So if someone listens to the presentation and says, unfortunately, I don't think I qualify, and sometime they may not qualify this year, but they might in a couple more years. But
sure,
if it's someone who does not qualify for some reason, Charles is folks with his nonprofit will be there, and they will be there to help folks so they will not leave empty-handed.
Wonderful.
See, I had a purpose.
There you go.
You know, and that's what's so beautiful about it. The community and government working together for the betterment of all. And it's just been a beautiful relationship.
Well, I can't thank both of you for the opportunities that you've given people. America is such a great place to live. And if you're given the opportunity for, as we always say, a pursuit of happiness, liberty to do so. There's no limit to what can be accomplished.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. And Cumberland County is a great place. It just takes all of us working together to make it a better place. And you pointed out the combination here with the district attorney and I working together about this expungement clinic. That's what it takes. People working together that realize that we have to make our community a better place for all. And I'm glad that we're doing that.
I just want to make mention of this while we're here. If there's an employee, actually his wife's the employee, a Rosa Faison, Anthony Faison, who as Minister Anthony was a convicted felon. And he's just done a great job at trying to elevate people and give them hope in their lives. That even if you have extra barriers, maybe expungement's not going to be there, but improvement is always available. And finding ways that you can make a contribution to the goodness of others, something that's always available. We really want to applaud that effort. And fortunately, we've got you spearheading it, Mayor Colvin, too. We wish you luck with your February 25th expungement clinic, and thank you for your continued efforts to really make human beings count.
Thank you so much, Paul. We appreciate you helping get the word out, and we hope there's a lot of people we can help from our community.
The numbers to call about the expungement clinic are 910-475-3010,
That's the district attorney's office, 910-475-3010, or email cumberland.daexpungement@nccourts.org. That's cumberland.daexpungement@nccourts.org. And now our visit on the Dogwood Festival, centered around Festival Park in downtown Fayetteville, Thursday, April 27th through Sunday the 30th. Here's Dogwood Festival's Executive Director, Sarah Grace Mitchell, to tell us about stage acts, activities, and the schedule for the 2023...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dogwood Festival.
Thank you so very much for joining us this morning. You had some exciting news.
Yes, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
This Wednesday, we were able to announce our national headliners for the 2023 Fayetteville Dogwood Festival, including Ashlyn Craft, David Nail, Lit, Buck Cherry, and the Mike Who's Bad, the ultimate Michael Jackson experience.
That's going to be a crowd-pleasing show. That's going to be Sunday at 7:30. Now, the two rock attractions, Lit and Buck Cherry, are going to be on Saturday night. Country attractions are going to be on Friday night. David Nail is going to be just terrific. And who's opening up for him at 8 o'clock?
Ashlyn Craft.
Yeah, Ashlyn Craft. Now, we've just mentioned the stage headliners at Festival Park, free to the public each and every night. But you've got all kinds of other things that go on as part of the Dogwood Festival, really one of Fayetteville's leading attractions, attracting outdoor visitors. How many people will come through Festival Park and the surrounding area during that period?
Last year we saw 215,000, so wow. We're expecting to at least hit that number this coming year,
yeah,
and have even better concert nights.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I did receive feedback that the Sunday night was one of the best of the Dogwood Festivals.
I think tribute shows, if they're done well, and you're not going to do anything but try to do it well. That was what we've come to learn from dealing with Sarah Grace Snipes when you began. Congratulations on becoming Sarah Grace Mitchell now, married and part of the Fayetteville community. Done a great job in your years of being part of our annual biggest festival. We sure thank you for your effort all the way through.
Thank you so much, Paul. It's very interesting to know that as we approach each festival, I hit my anniversary mark with the organization as well, moving to Fayetteville almost 2 years ago. I did not imagine where I would be now, married, permanently residing, being a homeowner in Cumberland County. So I'm very grateful to be established in this community.
That's so wonderful. You've brought us some good attractions, put a lot of effort into planning and doing all the things you've got to do to set up a festival like this. It is a year-round job, isn't it?
Absolutely. One of the most commonly asked questions I get, do you work full time and is the office open year round? Yes, I probably work more than 40 hours a week. And yes, we are open year round.
And there's a whole lot of detail that goes into providing these 3 or 4 days. You have the Cork and Fork event heading. Is that going to precede on Thursday night the Dogwood Festival?
Yes, Cork and Fork is on April 27th, and tickets are on sale now. $40 for a single ticket, and then $75 for your date night ticket. That includes 2 tickets.
Okay, fantastic. Well, that's always a great event and showcases restaurants and food in Fayetteville. And food is such an important part of the Dogwood Festival. On the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you're going to have lots of food attractions.
I am so excited about all the food, but the unfortunate part is I never get to eat the food. So it's very entertaining to look at all the food the entire weekend and know that I cannot have any of it.
Oh, my goodness. That's just because you're time consumed, right?
Yes, with the lines and just being on the go all weekend.
Yeah.
Where very rarely are we able to sit down and just slow down through the festival. The one time that I was able to sit down and truly enjoy the festival last year was during the Purple Madness show.
Okay. And that was the Prince tribute. And this year, the Michael Jackson tribute. And we were talking, you know, when it comes to Beasley's got a lot of different radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And at least three, possibly four of them, have the Thriller album by Michael Jackson at the heart of what we present. That's going to be Sunday night. It'll fill up the stage and start at 7:30.
Who's Bad starts at 7:30.
And let's talk about the rock attractions on Saturday night. What are the times of those?
7:45 and 9. Lit will hit the stage at 7:45, and Buck Cherry will hit the stage at 9 p.m.
Good. And then the country attractions, Ashland Croft, David Nail.
Ashland Croft will hit the stage at 8 p.m., and then David Nail will hit the stage at 9:45.
A great night of attractions there. One of my favorite things is always the car, truck, motorcycle. Just about any vehicle that moves can be part of this show. Is that going to be Sunday morning?
It is Sunday morning. This year, there's a slight change. It's still on Person Street and in Market Square, but mm-hmm. It'll be down Green Street rather than Gillespie Street this year.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I guess we should go over the hours for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Of course. Friday is 5 p.m. Festival Park opens, mm-hmm. as well as the promenade with the Midway in Lanier Park and the Kid Zone.
Okay.
On Saturday, the full festival opens with the street fair, airborne aerials. We have several free attractions, such as the climbing place is bringing their climbing wall. We have the Axes and Armor Hatchet House mobile axe throwing trailer. Mm-hmm. Super excited about that. We are going to have a downtown DJ, another free attraction that I'm very excited about. It's a perfect opportunity for parents to bring out their littles and have them dance their hearts out at the festival. And then that will go from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and then we'll shift to the park solely from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. But the park will be open starting at 12.
Wonderful. It's going to be three great days, and if you count the Cork and Fork event, how do people get tickets for that if they're interested?
Tickets are now available on our website. If a patron visits the website, they can go to Get Involved, purchase tickets, and tickets are available for purchase there.
And let's go over the website address one more time. It's thedogwoodfestival.com.
Thedogwoodfestival.com.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, and always a pleasure to get a peek and an insight into the exciting days that are going to be coming to Fayetteville on that last weekend in April. Make sure you circle those days on your calendar. Give me the dates, starting with the Thursday.
Cork and Fork is held on Thursday, April 27th.
Okay.
We start in Festival Park on Friday, April 28th, 29th, and April 30th.
Last weekend in April, always a big one in Fayetteville. Our welcome mat for our town, because we get so many visitors. 215,000 last year and looking for more this year.
We shoot higher than the year before. That's always the goal.
Thanks so much. Sarah Grace Mitchell of the Dogwood Festival, we appreciate your setting the stage for a wonderful event for our city.
Thanks so much, Paul.
And that is our show for today.
This has been Talk Back, a weekly public affairs presentation of the Beasley Media Group stations in Fayetteville. I'm Paul Johnson. Stay safe. Have a great week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.